keeping a pulse on our planet. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The discovery of acid rain in North America was made possible by environmental data collected at a biological field station nestled in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Hubbard Brook Experimental Forest is just one of the many biological field stations located around the globe that are keeping a pulse on the health of our planet. A recent bioscience paper provides the first comprehensive inventory of the world's biological field stations. Its authors report 1,268 stations are operating in 120 countries, from the tropics to the tundra, monitoring terrestrial, freshwater, and marine ecosystems. Some 38% of biological field stations are run by colleges and universities, with the rest overseen by museums, government organizations, and not-for-profits. Long-term data collected by biological field stations are essential to advancing environmental research and setting and assessing environmental policies and conservation goals. Stations also play a key role in educating the next generation of scientists. Yet, there's a need to record more environmental data in human-dominated systems, such as cities, and in sensitive areas such as deserts and mountainous regions. Unfortunately, biological field stations are under continuous risk of closure due to financial insecurity, lack of public support, and weak governance. Co-author Gene Likens is president emeritus of the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies.
They've proven to be absolutely essential to understanding and management of the rapid environmental changes that are taking place globally. They're truly treasures in this regard, yet they're incredibly vulnerable.
Given the myriad of problems facing our forests, freshwaters, and oceans, networked sustainable biological field stations are an environmental safety net we could all use. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies.